Banshee earns its second series sweep of the 2024 season. The bats breaking out for the Apple Sox in the final two games of their three-game set against the Kamloops Northpaws. After a 2-1 pitcher's duel on Friday night to begin the series, Wenatchee earned a 13-2 triumph on Saturday in a game in which they had a 6-run top of the fourth inning, 3-run top of the sixth, and 2 runs also in the ninth inning of their multi-run inning frames. They scored in 5 of 9 innings in that ball game, in which Cannon Peary drove in 4 runs and finished a home run away from the cycle. On Sunday in the series finale, the Apple Sox again score in 5 of the 9 innings and earn a 15-5 triumph against the Northpaws. The scoring got started in the bottom of the first inning. Caleb Costa, the starter, got 2 quick outs, but then a walk before an RBI double made it 1-0 Kamloops. In the top of the second, though, Wenatchee took the lead, first tying it up on an RBI triple by Luca Boscarino. Kay Johnson kicks and deals, a pitch that swung on and hit deep out toward left field. Boscarino gives this one a ride, and he sends it off the base of the fence. Peary off and running from first, easily scores. Bosco's chugging toward third, and he'll slide in with an RBI triple to tie this game up. 2 batters into the second inning. Luca Boscarino makes this a 1-1 ball game. Boscarino's big swing came after a leadoff single by Cannon Peary, with one out and runners at first and third. After Jonathan Fitz was hit by a pitch, Hunter Friedberg put down a bunt and drove in a run. Puts down a successful bunt. It's a suicide squeeze. Hustling home and scoring is Boscarino as Friedberg puts down the bunt and gives the Apple Sox the lead. A successful suicide squeeze to the third base side. The throw over to first could not get there in time. As a result, Boscarino came in to score. There was no play actually at all. Friedberg went to first, and then the inning ended shortly after that. Wenatchee made it a 2-1 score, but a 2-out, 2-run homer in the bottom of the second put Kamloops back in the lead. It would remain a 3-2 Northpaws lead until the top of the fifth inning. Jonathan Fitz had a leadoff single before Hunter Friedberg grounded into a double play. So 2 down in the inning, Elijah Pelayo draws a walk, steals second, then goes to third on a single by Aiden Doherty. So runners at first and third, and again, the Apple Sox used a bunt to pick up a run. Hartman trying to tie this game right back up. He shows bunt, puts it down to the first base side, hustling over toward first base. He will get there in time, and this ball game is tied up. The Apple Sox record their second suicide squeeze RBI single of the game. It's a 3-3 score here on the top of the fifth. A drag bunt from Max Hartman. And he extends his hitting streak as a result. Hits for Hartman in each of the last 6 games. This time it was Max Hartman with a drag bunt first base side, reaching and plating Pelayo. After a walk loaded up the bases, Cannon Peary stepped to the plate. He had done pretty much everything at the plate the last couple of days except hit a home run until the fifth inning on Sunday. The 1-0. Swung on and driven out to deep left field. Peary launches this one over the fence for a grand slam. First home run of the season for Cannon Peary. And he gives Wenatchee the lead. It's 7-3 and a 5-run top of the fifth inning for Wenatchee. A grand slam, no doubter, from Cannon Peary capped off that 5-run inning. 5 consecutive Apple Sox hitters reached base and scored with 2 outs in the fifth. And Wenatchee took a 7-3 lead. Kamloops got one back in the bottom of the fifth inning on an RBI single from Tyler Glowacki, his second run driven in of the ball game. But the Apple Sox would respond with another run of their own in the top of the sixth inning, as well as another in the seventh. Antonio Gianni came to the plate and delivered an RBI single in the seventh after a sack fly by Elijah Pelayo in the sixth. Gade Weber ready to pitch to his fifth batter of the inning. He deals one that's dumped into left field, a base hit by Gianni. Benavides to second, well ahead of him in to score Hartman, and it's 9-4 Wenatchee here on the seventh. With that RBI single by Antonio Gianni, he continues to just absolutely thrive in 2-out RBI opportunities. He's now batting .461, that's 6-for-13 at the plate, with 6 runs driven in 2-out runners in scoring position opportunities. Made it a 9-4 score. The Sox would give up 1 in the bottom of the 7th, but then they plated 6 runs in the top of the 9th inning. It got a bit ridiculous. The big swings of that inning, the first 5 hitters all reaching with RBI singles. Boscarino, Gianni, and Fitz all delivered consecutive RBI singles. The 1-1 coming in to Boscarino, swung on, hit up the middle past the diving attempt of Manuel. Benavidez will come around and score all the way from second. Peary to third on the throw. Boscarino's going to move up 90 more feet. He goes to second. It's an RBI single to make it 10-5 Apple Sox here in the ninth. Gianni at first, Boscarino at third. Fitz attacks the first pitch he sees, and he'll keep the hit parade going. Five straight singles to open up the ninth. Three runs across, and a 12-5 lead for the Sox. Six runs in the ninth inning in total for the Apple Sox, and then they closed it out in the ninth inning. Cade Benavidez facing the minimum, a single to start the inning, but then a double play ball and a strikeout to wrap up the victory.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900.
The Apple Sox pick up the series sweep against the Kamloops Northpaws, a 15-5 triumph in the third game of the weekend set. I'm Joel Norman. We're joined now on the broadcast by Cannon Peary after the big weekend for him at the plate. And Cannon, a lot to love about this weekend for you, breaking out the bats in this one, the home run for you. Of course, here today, that grand slam in the fifth inning. Tell me about that one. Was that as center cut as it looked?
Yeah, it looked good coming in, kind of, right down the middle, and just got a good swing off on it.
How good did it feel to get one out? We were talking about it yesterday. You did everything but hit the home run yesterday, got it done at this one.
Yeah, you called it yesterday in the interview. I still remember it. I was out in the field, and I remember you saying that I was going to hit one today, so yeah, that was nice.
Just saving the home run for tomorrow, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Saving it for today, and what a big moment that was,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was a big inning for you guys, and at that point, there was so much two-out action. You were the fifth consecutive hitter to reach base with two outs and score with two outs. Tell me about the approach of you and maybe the team as a whole once there were two outs in that inning.
I think as an offense, we've been doing a great job with two strikes, just grinding out at bats and getting it to the next guy and, you know, just waiting for an extra base hit, and that ended up being me today, but it's been other guys all weekend and all year so far.
It was great for you to get that home run. We talked about that, but even better to have another three-hit day. You had the one that was a single. It was just a rocket third base side. Got trapped on the infield, but turns into a base hit. Feels like right now you're putting the ball in play. Good things are happening.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do. Be good with two strikes and hunt early in the count and, you know, try to slug some stuff. But, yeah, it was a good weekend.
Quite an interesting first six games for you with the Apple Sox. You guys lose the first one, a tough night at the plate. But from that point on, the bats really come out here. How fun is this first week now for you with Wenatchee, been getting more comfortable, having personal success, but also being a big part of the team's overall success?
Yeah, it's been fun. I think coming in here, not really knowing many guys, and then kind of as you get to know more guys, start to play better. So yeah, it's been fun, and we've been playing well as of late, just hoping to ride it out, win another series.
Certainly helps here, improving to 12-3 on the season. You were a big part of it. Cannon, congrats on a huge weekend. We'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
That's Cannon Peary. Eight runs driven in for him. The Apple Sox first baseman getting it done with three hits in the second game of the three-game set. He was a home run short of the cycle on Saturday, and then on Sunday, he delivers a grand slam in the fifth inning. Now joining us after his three-inning outing out of the bullpen, it's Andrew Monson, a second-year member of the Apple Sox. And Andrew, you had to battle a little bit in this one. One run given up in the seventh, you get out of that, and then in the eighth inning, bases loaded. Two outs. Tell me about that discussion on the mound with Mike Kallia, because that whole time he was talking to you, Stephen Hammergren's in the bullpen, he's ready to go, he's at the door. You kept him at the door, though. You got that final out. Monson trying to wiggle out of this pickle here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. First strike three. Andrew Monson loads up the bases but gets out of it with a punch out. And we head to the ninth inning with Wenatchee leading 9-5. What was said on the mound to help you get through that inning?
Yeah, he just wanted to go out there and give me a little breather. He said he thought I wasn't really getting rewarded from some of the pitches I was throwing. So he just wanted to give me a breather, and it worked great and helped me relax and get right back to it.
with how the final score ended up, it's almost a forgettable moment when you look at it. But at the time, the tying run was at the plate, and that tying run was a guy who had hit a home run earlier in the game. What did you do to execute to get out of that eighth inning?
Big thing for me is just breathe and take it one pitch at a time. I just had a positive mindset going into it. Turns out the offense gave me a great cushion, so all I had to do was just go out there and pound the zone.
It worked out exactly like that. We saw you get stretched out a little bit in this outing. Three innings of work. How did that feel to get multiple innings out of the pen?
It was good. It's fun. I was more of a 1-2 inning guy at my school this year out of the bullpen. So, it was fun to get out there for multiple innings.
You did that a lot last year with the Apple Sox, too. I'm remembering that one game late in the year. I want to say it was Kelowna or someone at home. Yeah, five innings out of – maybe in Edmonton, I think it was, that extra innings game.
Yep.
Is it almost more exciting each inning you get back out there going like, okay, how far can I push this thing?
Yeah, it really is. I think the later in the game it gets, the more stressful, but in a good way it gets. And I have a lot of fun the later it gets in the game.
How fun has it been to jump back to an Apple Sox team that a year ago, you're 20 games over 500, dominant pretty much from start to finish, and you were there nearly start to finish as well, and you come in here and you jump into a team that is red hot. You've won five in a row, bounced back from losing that tough game where the offense was quiet on Tuesday, and I think it's no secret this team is really trying to win the first half. Just how much fun are you having with this group of guys?
Oh, it's been amazing, yeah. I love winning. I think a lot of the guys everybody in the dugout loves winning too, and you can tell by the at-bats we take and the pitches we make on the mound as a staff. So it's just a testament to how bad the guys want it, and I think,
been a special group here so far. Andrew, thank you for joining us. Great stuff in this one. Enjoy the win.
Sweet. Thank you so much.
That's Andrew Monson, a second-year member of the Apple Sox. Was part of the playoff team last year, trying to help the Apple Sox get back to the postseason for a third straight campaign. Wenatchee sweeps away the Northpaws with a 15-5 victory in the series finale on Sunday after a 2-1 win on Friday and a 13-2 win on Saturday. The Apple Sox are heading back home on Monday to face the Dub C Fish Sticks at 6:35 p.m. at Paul Thomas Senior Stadium. After that, the Apple Sox on the road against the Yakima Valley Pippins and looking to ride this strong surge of play. Five straight wins for the Sox as they continue to roll and improve to 12-3 to remain two games ahead of the Edmonton Riverhawks for first place in the North Division.